shoes. Let it move. Let it move. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Joy Boost. We are so happy you're joining us today. Last week, we had Pastor Yankee join us, and he was talking to us about how the First Baptist Church in Shelbyville was doing something a little interesting during this time of COVID-19. They were having a drive-in Sunday service. How about we jump back in with Pastor Yankee sharing with us on what's going on at First Baptist Church in Shelbyville?
You know, it wasn't just me. I mean, granted, I was up there, but there were other people that really were instrumental in this. I mean, I met with our deacon board. They were on board with it. But there were some people that I would like to recognize. Brian Henze, he was in charge, him and his son, Bryce, they were in charge of getting the sound system set up. And it was interesting, we had just changed some of our sound systems. So we had this old sound system that was still working, that was perfect. And Brian and his son, they really tweaked that, got it set up. They would be there every week. It was a system. They got there, they'd set it up. I know Chad Gaston and Ben Snow, they were out there parking cars, passing out music sheets, and I appreciate, you know, Danny Barker, he let us borrow his hay wagon, and we were able to use that every week. And Virginia Rothrock, she was our piano player. We pulled the clavinova out, and it was just, you know, it wasn't just me. The ladies that helped put together the bags for the kids, it was a group effort. That's what the church is supposed to do. Right. It's not one person. It is a group of people that come together with the common goal, and that's not only to serve Christ but to serve our community. So I want to acknowledge those folks. They were very instrumental, and I just appreciate the fact we had people there every week that came, and I just am very grateful for that.
It was super organized too. I mean, you knew what to expect every Sunday. You guys really got, you know, you got it down.
Oh,
Virginia,
it was a
playing, and that was so nice. And then we had a couple of hymns, mm-hmm. And you've got the guys, yes, going to each car to pass out song sheets. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was very organized.
It was interesting that God had to teach me a lesson. The first one was going to be Easter Sunday. So it was supposed to rain on Easter. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when I went over to the church that morning, it was raining. And it rained most of that morning. And I was getting really close. I thought, I don't think we can do this because the parking lot's wet. There's going to be, you know, cords out there. And so I called Brian. I said to him, Brian, I don't think we can do this. It's too wet. The parking lot's too wet. I don't think we should do this. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He says, no, Pastor, we're doing it. I'm leaving my house right now. I've got this covered. We're doing it. So I walked out into the parking lot, and one of the ladies in our church, she pulled up. And I am not kidding you. As I walked out to her car, the sun started to come through the clouds. And it was like one of those moments where I look up into the sky and I'm like, okay.
You get it.
I get it. We're doing this. And it was just really, really special to see God just do some amazing things. But then again, that's what God does.
I think what a testimony to the community it was as well. You're meeting faithfully every Sunday. People are driving by. A couple of times, people on motorcycles, mm-hmm. pretty loud motorcycles driving by, but they're kind of slowing down to take a look at, hey, what's going on here? But I just thought, what a testimony to the community there that was.
And if any pastors are listening, I just like to encourage you, just like Pastor Yankee has done, is to think outside the box. When things go unusual, like COVID-19, don't be afraid to get away from the normal standard ways of doing things and find a way to still get the gospel out.
That's right.
It was, you know, trying to figure out what to do. And where I got this idea, I'm not creative. I don't come up with these great ideas. I remembered when I was in college, I would come home. I grew up in northern Michigan, and I'd go home to see my folks. And I remember one Sunday night, Mom said, we're going to go to church tonight, but we're not getting out of the car. And I was like, what do you mean we're not getting out of the car? She says, well, Pastor's been doing drive-in church. And so we went to our church, and we sat in the car, and he had a flatbed semi-trailer, and the choir was up there. And the reason that he did that was in, you know, in northern Michigan, they don't really have air conditioning. And it does get warm, so the church building would be too warm inside. So at night, Sunday nights, they'd meet out there. So it really I kind of got the idea from that.
It originated way back.
Way back, you know, I'm not going to say how long ago that was. But there was electricity, I will say that. But I thought, you know, let's try it. And it worked. I mean, it was just a wonderful experience. I really was.
Well, our topic is a true shepherd's heart, and we are talking to Pastor Tim Yankee, and we do know that he does have a true shepherd's heart. I'm going to share a little story, Caleb. It's probably going to embarrass Pastor Tim, but...
Those are great stories. The embarrassing stories are the best.
I agree.
Remind me why I'm here again, just for sake of time.
You're doing great, Pastor Tim. You're doing great. I am going to share a story. I don't attend the same church, but my sisters attend Pastor Tim's church in Shelbyville. And last year, I went through some very serious health issues and had a daughter that was going through some very serious health issues at the same time. And a true shepherd will reach out to not just his flock, but to other flocks as well. And that's what Pastor Tim did for me and my family. I was really, really struggling. I had so much anxiety and just felt like so many things. We'd just been hit really, really hard. And I remember telling you, you called me, Pastor Tim, one evening. I was driving and you said, I tried to explain to you. You said, how are you? And I said, I feel like I'm in the bottom of a dark pit. Somebody's dropped me down there and I'm looking up. And I don't know if you remember what you said, but you told me, well, Penny, I'm not as worried about you as I thought I was going to be because you said you're looking up. And so you said, if you would have told me you were looking down, I was really going to be extremely worried about you. But he and his wife, Lori, ministered to me and my family. And to me, that was such a godly example of a true servant, mm-hmm. a true shepherd's heart. So just to, you know, he's embarrassed. Like if you could see him, listeners, he's embarrassed. But pastors, I mean, that's a great example. And my prayer would be for all pastors to take that example and run with it.
That is pretty encouraging. Once again, our topic is a true shepherd's heart. Penny, did you have any more questions?
I do, because, you know, we have our silver lining challenge going on each week as well. Pastor Tim, our silver lining challenge is we're encouraging people to email in something good, something encouraging, something positive that they've either experienced or seen, witnessed during these last 3 months during this COVID. You know, Caleb and I have shared, you know, so it could be small things. You know, a lot of people are going back to having dinner together again. But we were going to ask you if you wouldn't mind sharing a silver lining.
There's actually, I have several. I mean, just the fact that the church was able to continue to meet and to see our neighborhood and to see people come to our church service from other churches. And I don't mean that in a bad sense. I just meant that their churches weren't meeting and they were able to. That was encouraging to see folks. I think the baptism was one of the silver linings.
That was pretty special.
It really was. Mm-hmm. And to see that young man share his testimony, that was very special. I think it's just been a great opportunity overall for people to really slow down.
Yes.
And just, I've heard people say we've been able to be together more as a family. And I think, this is just my opinion, but I think maybe God allowed this to some degree that people would slow down.
I agree with that.
Put the brakes on a little bit and really determine really what is important. I think that might be part. That's just my opinion, though. I'm just curious.
I agree with you. Especially my generation, the younger generation.
Ouch, Pastor Tim. He looked right at us when he said that.
Wow.
With all sincerity, though, I don't think we're always plugged in. We're always looking at our phones, our computers, or watching TV. Penny's rolling her eyes at me right now. Those of you that can't see her. But I think, honestly, you did hit the nail right on the head, Pastor Yankee. I think it's really healthy for us to just slow down a little bit. And I'm not just talking about the younger folks, too. I'm talking about the old ones. Not that you guys are old or anything.
Keep digging that hole, because you're doing really well.
If no one knows where Caleb Wheeler went after this interview, please tell my wife I love her.
And I don't want it to sound like... I'm making light of COVID. I don't want it to sound that way. It's terrible. A lot of people have lost their lives. It has affected families in some very serious way. I don't want that to sound like I'm taking it a lighthearted approach. But I think that, you know, Scripture tells us that God does work in all things. And there is good in all things that He does. And I do believe that even in the midst of this, that maybe it was just his way of saying we need to slow down.
Also, the world got a little darker. People got a little, I don't know, nervous and scared. And that's when Christian's lights shine the brightest.
Oh,
and that was our opportunity, and still is our opportunity, to shine and show God's love. So, Penny, we're about out of time. Did we have any closing thoughts?
Well, I know one that you want to share, of course.
Oh, just if anyone was wondering, I'm still winning at ping pong. I lost track of how many games I've had.
One game.
More than that.
No, one game.
Okay, never mind. Well, I'm still ahead and looking forward to that Dairy D.
Well, we're going to close, and we're so thankful. We want to tell Pastor Tim thank you so much for joining us on Joy Boost. And actually, we'd love to have him come back, wouldn't we?
Caleb. Yes, we would.
Well, we want to thank you for listening. Don't forget to send those emails in and those silver linings. This is
Caleb,
Penny, and
Tim,
bringing a little boost of joy to your day. Let it move. Let it move.